holding on daf Samach Vov. And that seems to be the final daf of this Mefechah. Can you imagine? It's been a very long haul, which was one of the svaras for why it is that he would refuse to eat from the, he figured by the time he's by Shimon HaTzadik, by the time the guy's at the end of his Naziris, he's, what did I ever get into this?
It's like so a double Naziris, it was 60 days.
That's right, well, plus the days it took to get Torah in between.
Right.
Yeah, so it was Mitame Biyom Malos apparently. Took 7 days, restarted as Naziris. So here we are on the last day of the Naziris. Wait, we forgot that our days is really starts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. 66.
All right. Yeah. Okay, but in any event, so here we are holding at the very top of the daf, I think, right? Yeah, there we go. Look at that. So the Mishnah yesterday said some words that weren't very clear at all. Was talking about yet another example of Raglayim Ladavar. So the case that the Mishnah, it appears to begin with because of the way the printer split up the Mishnah, but in any event, the middle case of this Mishnah over here, of Meshivat Rochim Botkinet Azav, so it ends with Onso Vesveiko Veshichvat Zaro Tmeim Shraglayim Ladavar. Now, the Onso, that's a halacha in, we know, the Rieshli Sheet of Azav we saw yesterday is Metame Afilu Ba'onis. So we learn out that the third Ria is considered to be Lazachar V'Lanikeva. But what is exactly Sveiko V'Shechvat Zaro? Is that two different things? Is it the suffix of whether it is Shechvat Zaro? So let's see, says the Gemara. Omar Rava. Lo Tema, look, when it says Sveiko, you have to understand, Sveiko doesn't mean that we're not even sure that this guy saw a Ria at all. So Sofek Chaza, Sofek Lo Chaza, we're going to be machmor on him to say that he had a Ria of Zivas. Remember that a Ria of Zivas comes without any awareness of the Ziva. There's no physical sensation of Zivas. So basically, Azov would keep a pad on in order to check to see whether there was any Ria. So you're certainly not going to say that if you don't, let's say you lost the pad or whatever. So we're going to say that would be Tadasofik. He was Tomei. I mean, I would create a Ria because of a Sofik. That's for sure not. We're not Machzikin and Reusa based on a Sofik. You have to start with something that is Misupak. So therefore, it must be like this. That Vadai Chaza, that definitely is a Re'iyah here. The Sufik is Sufik Machmat Shechvat Zera, Sufik Machmat Re'iyah. And there we're saying, Kimachiniskak Letum'ah, Sveikotame. So here there's no question that there was a Re'iyah. The question is whether perhaps this Re'iyah came, we'll see later on, the halacha, that ejaculation patters Tumas Zivas. We'll see in a moment. So here the question is, what was actually the source of the Re'iyah? That we're going to say is Sveiko Tame, just like any other case of Ones. Now, the next case is a separate halacha, says the Gemara is assuming. So Shechva Zaro to me is not Suffolk Shechva Zaro, even though we use that with those words, but it's a different thing. So what's it saying? Shechva Zaro Tumeya? So what, there's a Chiddush that the Shechva Zera of Azov is Tomei? What is it supposed to mean? Lamai. I mean, Ilay Malamaga. What are we saying? That someone touches the semen of Azov, so he's going to become Tomei. Obviously, Migara Meshechva Zera to Tahor. I mean, that's true of any normal person, Shechva Zera. Ela, what it's got to be saying is a bigger Chiddush, that Zaro Shel Zav Metamei B'Masa. That not only is a Zav Tomei, as anybody else would be, where the Shechva Zera has a din of Tumat Maga, but over here, the Shechva Zera of a Zav has the same din as the Zivas of a Zav vis-a-vis the halacha of Tumat Masa. Man Shamat Lahad Oma Shechva Zera Shel Zav Metamei B'Masa. Who exactly would be the author, then, of this statement in the Mishnah? I mean, Ilei Mahaitana, the Tani Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Shechvat Zaro Shel Zav, Enu Metami B'Masa. Rebbe Yoshua Omer, Metami B'Masa. So here we have a machlokes. According to Rebbe Eliezer, there's no difference between a Zav Simit or anybody else's. According to Rebbe Yoshua, there is. And the Shechvat Zara V'Zav is Metami B'Masa. But he gives a reason. He says, Lefi, She'ef Sharla, Belo Tichtuch Eziva. Why is the Shechva Zera of Azov Metame Not because there's a new halacha that it's considered to be the equivalent of the Mayonis Azov, but rather because it's not reasonable to say that he had this ejaculate with any mixture of the Zivas fluids. They're probably mixed. And therefore, forget about the Shekhla Zara. His tummy anyway because of the drops of Zivas, which the smallest shear is Matami. So he'd be Matami anyway, Bimasa. But that can't be the sense in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah doesn't say that it has to be because of Tzichtzuch Eziva. No, the Mishnah says Afilu Be'ene. I mean, this could be talking about really a long time after the guy last saw Zivas. He didn't become Tahar. A year ago he was a Zav. He still has a din of a Zav. If he wasn't Mitaher, so you're going to tell me that every time he ejaculates it has Zivas, and it's ridiculous. The Mishnah is saying that there's a tumah of the shechvazera, period. Not because it's close to the time in which it was a zava. So it doesn't work out according to anybody. It doesn't work out a Rebbe Lebechlal is nothing to discuss. Because Rebbe Eliezer holds, in any case, there's no tumas masa. But according to Rebbe Yoshua, it doesn't work out either, because the Mishnah is not saying halacha and shechvazera. It's not saying because of tzichtzuch eziva. Because here he's saying be'enei lo, that all on its own, where we know for a fact that there's no tzichtzuch eziva, then everybody is made that it's not matame. So who's the author of the Mishnah? En lo amar avada bar ava, you missed the point. The Mishnah is not coming to tell me that the shechva zera is considered to be tame. It's saying even where there was shechva zera, meaning even where there was ejaculation, that's what's important to us, she'en tolimba. That we do not rely on that to be tailored. In other words, normally we would have said, even though it says over here, b'shiva drachim, there's really an eighth derech. What is the eighth derech? The eighth derech is to find out if there was recently ejaculation. If there was, then we assume that that would be also a cause of zivas. Why is this not listed in the Mishnah? That already is a machlokas rishonim. When the Mishnah says dafka b'shiva drachim, now you're telling me b'shmona drachim. So either because the Miri learns, it's because it already said any type of sexual stimulation. Talked about hirur, talked about mara, right? So I mean, obviously there was no way to ejaculate with some level of sexual stimulation. So you're telling me that that's included in mara and hirur. Very reasonable approach. We'll see later on that there's a tzad that it's because it's included in choli. If the person was weakened, he was sick, so then over here also his body would have been weakened, and maybe that would be, that's how the Rosh Hashanah is included under choli based on the Gemara later on. But we'll see. But in any event, even though the Mishnah leaves it out, that is considered to be one of the bedikas hazav, in which case, by the way, just for practical information, a doctor told me that that's also true of PSA levels. That normally people take tests for prostate cancer and so on. I think PSA level test. Ejaculation completely changes PSA levels. So if you want to take a test, then it has to not be within the range of, I think, 24 hours. What is it? Which is very interesting. Nobody knows that. They never tell you such a thing. So people take a baseline thinking that they have a baseline reading on PSA, which not necessarily they have. But it's Mama Chappella that you can find even a remiss to such an arcane fact in the halacha. Mama's amazing. So, but because Zivas has to do with some type of prostate irritation, at least, or so on. It's a leakage of prostate fluid. The Chappella. Ha'forba, va'forba, de'kulava. Okay. So in any event, comes now the Gemara to say that this is the meaning of the Mishnah. So it's talking about Sveiko, because Ones, and it would be Matame. Therefore, what the Mishnah is adding, V'shichvat Zaros, had nothing to do with semen. It has to do with ejaculation. So if Lamaisa, this Zav, normally, if we're talking about Riya Shnia of a Zav, we would have been Baidek, to find out if he had recently ejaculated, and then we wouldn't be Matami Azivas. But in this case, we will, because we're talking about already, once he had the Cheskas Tuma. That's the Chiddush.
Once he has the Cheskas Tuma, then you count.
Because we're saying that we count anyway, then we count the Ones, that's what it means. Ones, Sveiko, or Mach Mashiach Vazaro, which hadn't been mentioned previously in the Mishnah. Zolomar she'in tolin ba. Sovar of Papa, I made a rabbi, so Rav Papa thought, the svara is that normally we would be tela in ejaculation is because the idea over here is that anything that basically would release through chusha, so in other words, you have something like a post coital chusha. So a chusha releases now possibly prostate fluid, and that would now cause zivas, and because of that, it wouldn't become tummy. Omer le Rava, I got a question for you then. That doesn't make any sense at all. Because the halacha is like this. In the Mishnah it says, but it's not. Ger shenit gayer, mitame miyad beziva. If a ger was mit gayer and he had ejaculated as a goy, and now he's a Jew. 5 minutes later, he's a Jew. And he's raya zivas. He is mitame, and he cannot take into consideration any siba to be Matir is Riyah Zivas, that it should be Matir is Riyah Zivas. Now, if you're telling me that this is a physical reality, that the body is weakened, and therefore he may have released Zivas, this makes no sense at all. What's the difference? And it's even worse than that. Because there ain't anything that makes a guy sicker than becoming a ger. No, seriously, this is what they're showing him saying. Here he was, happy, healthy, relaxed about life, and all of a sudden he's miserable with all of these mitzvahs on his head, feeling horrific. I mean, what could be more sick than that? And you're telling me that nonetheless, it's amazing, nonetheless, if he's Roya Zivas, we don't say that his body has been weakened. I mean, I Koshikane in this case, his body was weakened. So therefore, that cannot be the raya. There can't be the svara, because if it's a simple physical analysis, what's enough kamina, whether it was a ger, whether it was a Jew? I mean, the bottom line, his body was weakened, and because of that, he should be tar. Okay, whatever. In any event, so it can't be, therefore, your svara because of chosha. It's got to be some other svara. What is that? Elatanoi. Actually, what we said before, you asked me who the Tana is. Well, you ended up bringing me Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. You said neither Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua holds of these svaras. I say, let's go back. Let's go back. The svaras that you've been saying, that those aren't the svara. The reason of Kerry making Ziva's Tohar is Gzerata Katuv. It's not any din in Chulsha. And actually, we darshan it as Tosfos springs from the Sifri. It says, Vayalif not Erev, Yirchatz Pamayim. So that Yirchatz Pamayim comes to tell me that even though he was a Baal Keri, it doesn't matter. If it's Betoch Me'et Le'et, we'll see this Drasha later, other elements of this Drasha. That the Torah is Gezer, that carry it takes away the din of zivas. As far as the question of the being tailored in the ger, as the Rambam says in the Mishnah and Zavim, that the events that take place during the period of gerut have no halachic relevance, because gershin olad kekat the gershin it gayer kekatan shen olad dami, and therefore we say, what do you mean? But didn't he ejaculate? That's a different person. It has nothing to do with what his status was halachically. Therefore, it doesn't enter into the realm of our considerations, halachic considerations. Since the makor of the din is gzerata katuv is on a svara, so because of that, we don't have to take it into consideration. It was mitami miyad.
So in other words, the issue cannot be that it's simply a question of choli. There's got to be gzerata katuv that allows us to define things as not applying to the ger. But if that's the case, then the reason that we offered, which is that we wouldn't consider this to be ones, if it's on the third re'iyah, as an explanation of what the Mishnah is trying to say, no longer makes any sense. Because if what we're dealing with is exeris hakosif, that there's indeed no din of tumas oven in subsequent to re'iyah's carry, so then how can the Mishnah be saying that we'll be mitami if it's a third re'iyah because of a chazokah? Chazokah is meaningless if the pasuk says this is simply not a zivas that's mitami. Because of this, we now have to change our mind and go back to the way that we originally had it, which was, as Rav Ada Barava said, that we're talking about over here, the Shechivat Zaro means that Shechivat Zaro is Metami B'masa. We said we haven't been able to locate a Tana who holds that, because the only thing that we saw was that Shechivat Zaro is Tame only because of Tzituchei Ziva. after that, the Gemara says, no, there is. Actually, there is a Tana like that, though.
Let's go back. Learn the Pshat Kipshutei. Pshat Kipshutei is that the last words of the Mishnah are telling me a new Chiddush in the Shechvas Zerah of Ezov. And as we pointed out, that Chiddush doesn't make sense, since any Shechvas Zerah is Matame B'maga, must be the Mishnah's adding to Mat Masa. You said, but it's Mashman a Mishnah, to Mat Masa, irregardless of whether there's Sichtzuch Eziva, which was Rabbi Yeshua's Sfora, and certainly Keneged Rabbi Eliezer. Indeed, there is such a machloket etani shechvazera shozav mitame b'masa kol mi'etla eight, and Rabbi Yossi Omer Yomo. So yeah, the machloket is only how within the range of zivas do we learn from the pasuk the halacha of shechvazera being mitame b'masa. The Tanya, the Tanya Kama says kol mi'etla eight. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yomo. No, it's only sometime within the period of the same day. But Micah Miflage, the machlokis that they're having is clear machlokis how to understand the contradiction of the psukim that Shmuel brings up. The Shmuel Rami. Shmuel pointed out what appears to be a contradiction in the pasuk. So on the one hand it says, Ki yebecha ish asher lo yeh tahor mikre laila. So mikre laila means you need to be somewhere within this period of what we call a day. And it's making it dependent on Laila. Uchtiv, on the other hand, says, Lifnot Erev Yerchatz Bamayim, which is Mashba 24 hours. And why it's Mashba 24 hours, there's a lot of discussion on. Some learn that the word Lifnot already means Erev, because we have the Kipanayom. Kipanayom is another way of saying Erev. So saying Lifnot Erev, it's as if you're saying an Erev subsequent to, in other words, the end of another period, which is not sunset, but rather the 24 hours. What else could it mean? So in other words, after the time limit would mean the... Yeah, there's other approaches, not tremendously satisfying. But in any event, I mean, Shmuel is saying, look, on the one hand, we're stressing Laila. On the other hand, we're saying Lifnot Erev. I mean, what's not given if it's Laila? Do we really care when this guy became a Balkari? Who cares? Laila, Yom. The point is you're saying Lifnot Erev. So therefore, there seems to be two different points here. Which one is it? So one Mandi Omar here holds Mandi Omar mi eitli eit diek mi Lifnot Erev. So if he says that Shechvazer is metame mi eitli eit, he says that's because I'm a diek Lifnot Erev. The Enoch, the Ek, Mikre Laila, Mashenka, the other man, the Omer says, no, it's only within the period that we call a day. Doesn't matter how close to the evening, the following evening it was. So he's Medayek from Lifnot Erev. They're from Mikre Laila. Ask the Gemara, Uman, the Omer, Lifnot Erev, what does he do with the fact that it says Mikre Laila? Only Orcha de Keri Lamatia Balaila. That's just Dibur HaKatuv Ba'Oveh. You want to talk nicely about ejaculate, you talk about it. Mikra Laila, because that's so common when you have to get into the gory details. So Mamela talks about it, but doesn't really mean anything. Why doesn't the Gemara analyze the other sad? And what does the Mandi Omer holds Mikra Laila? What did he do with Lifnot Erev? That the Gemara sort of leaves hanging. So the Rishonim explained that there is another diet from that pasuk, which I mentioned earlier, which is the other way around. Not only that Shechvas Zerah v'Zav is Matame more, meaning B'masa, but also that the Tumas Zivas is dependent on Riaskeret. That's also Remez here. So one learns from there that if subsequent to a Riav Shechvas Zerah he has a Riav Zivas, it's not Metame. So both directions would be true. So one from Mikra Laila and one from the Lifnot Erev.
So the bottom line is, in terms of the halacha of Tumat Masa, we have a number of different shitot. So when it comes, as we've seen, the original machloket was whether there is a din of tzichtzuch eziva that we have to assume in the Shechvas Zerah of Azav. That we had was our original machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and between the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Then we had a further machloket between Rabbi Yossi here and the Tanakhama in the second Braita, in which there's definitely a din of Tumat Masa. And there's only a question as to how long after Re'iyav Zivot that Tumat Masa extends. By the way, that does sound suspiciously like it may have something to do with Tzichtzuach Ziva in it. And indeed, the Meiri does not have the machloket the way we had it, as we just said, but rather the machloket gufa between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama is to some extent a continuation of the previous machlokas. In other words, is Shechvasera Metami because of Tzichzuche Ziva, as Rabbi Yeshua holds, or is Metami in and of itself? So when the Tanakhama says Shechvasera Shechav Metami B'masa, he does not have the additional words Kol Me'et La'et. So it's according to the Tanakhama, Shechvasera V'zav is Metami as long as he is also Tomei Machma Ziva. It's like Zeres HaKosav, has nothing to do with how long after the previous Zivot he saw it. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's only Metami Boto Ayom, because he holds that it's only because of Tzichzuche Ziva, so the male has to be near the time of the Riyas HaZov. Now, obviously, he has other Girsaot in the Sugya than we have, because none of that makes sense. Now, there also is, as Tosis points out, there also is a Mishnah in Masechet Kelim that Sheikh Vazer Vazov is Vatami Bamasa. And indeed, Tosis is worried about the question of why in the world didn't we mention this? What are we running around looking and asking? How come we didn't simply say that? So apparently there is a Tana, the Das Vatana, that he holds that Sheikh Vazer Shazov is Vatami as long as the Zov is Tami. That's what the sheet is over there, whereas in our Mishnah, it's mashma not like that, because it's saying, Yesh Raglayim Ladover. What does it mean, Raglayim Ladover? Raglayim Ladover means that it's reasonable to say that this carry is related to the Riyazov, because otherwise it has absolutely nothing to do with Yesh Raglayim Ladover. Therefore, that would not suffice in our Sukkah. And so we need to find another Tana, but that means that there is indeed another Shita. There's a Shita at its Matame at all times, as long as he's Tame, to Mas Zov.
Zuchte Heilige lets the Mishnah from Perek.
Von Mesechta.
Von the Mesechta.
The ganze Mesechta. I mean, come on, don't take out any of the drama. Won't it be dramatic? Let's go all the way. Nazir Hayashmuel, Kedivir Reb Noroi. Now, the way Reb Noroi sees it, Shmuel was a Nazi. In which case, if somebody says, Hareini Kishmuel, we said earlier, Hareini Kishmuel or Ramati, I mean, then you have a din of Nazirut. And where do we see this? Shinama.
In the tefillah of Chana, Chana prays for him, Umora lo ya'ale arosho. Now that seems to be saying that he shall be a person that a razor will never touch his head. And we know that the word mora is used in the sense of a razor in Nazirut terms. Shinemar b'shimshon. It says the same thing by Shimshon. The idea mora lo ya'ale arosho. So it says mora there. But never b'shmuel umora.
So apparently the language of morah is ta'ar. So ne'amar b'shimshon morah, v'ne'amar b'shmuel morah. Ma morah ha'amura b'shimshon refers to Nazirut. Af morah ha'amura b'shmuel refers to Nazirut. On Rav Yossi, what is the lashon? You know, it is a strange way to refer to a razor blade as morah. I mean, what does a morah have to do with a razor? So there's a beautiful medrash. The medrash says, man with them hair sees that razor coming, they is scared! So we call it a mora. But I mean, what that means, it's a metaphorical use of something, oh man, that's the end of that hair, so we call it a mora. But that means that the perfect, the simple meaning of mora is fear. So when Chana says a mora, lo yale rosho, the pasuk of the pasuk is that she is saying that he will be a fearless man, with his trust in the Lord. What are you making, Exer, a Shabbat, a Shimshon? She doesn't say anything about Nazirut. So what do you mean, Rabbi Noroi? Says Rabbi Noroi, listen, Chana's Tvila, I mean, it's recorded because it was met, the expectations were met, and the fact is that she tells Eli, Alanara Zayt Palalti. So obviously it was the same child. Everything that she had wanted, she got. So that's the Gemara. My Rebbe always said, Alanara Zayt Palalti, I mean, she got what she wanted. One of the things that she wanted was a kid that wasn't too bright. So we had the Gemara Darshans. I don't want a chacham yoter midai. I don't want a... Let him be just a regular kid. A normal kid is all I want. So we darshan al narazei palalti. That was the one that she wanted. That's what she got. So, apparently, there is no greater madrega that you can attain than balance. It's brilliant. Okay, but over here, so she got. So that would mean if moralo yala rosho, he should be fearless. Shmuel was a scaredy cat, says Rabbi Noroi. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go into Moshech David, he says Rabbi Noroi, Halo Kfar Nehemar, doesn't it say that Shmuel was afraid? Vayomer Shmuel, Echelech, V'shamah Shaul V'hargeni. So he tells God, what kind of mitzvah is that? I'm supposed to go and get my head cut off. Where is the fearlessness, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give him a whole excuse. I was going to get there, a cover, and so on. If the guy was really fearless, he wouldn't worry about it. So you see that he was afraid. So you see from there, Shekvar haya alav morasho basar vadam. Therefore, it's got to refer to a razor blade, not fear. Such a beautiful discussion. Omale rav lechia v'rei, chatofu v'rei. Grab your chance to get that, bro. You see the curse of Birkat HaMazon. Be the one to be mavarech. Just act quick before somebody else gets it. Now, what in the world does this have to do with our sugya? The only thing that's going to turn out after our sugya on the surface is that Rabbi Noroi gets involved. But for that, we're going to have to wait till Thursday for the exciting end of this Masechta, on number 10, Eternal Life. I'm in the Kayaon stream, and that's your way to remember. 10 Luchos gives you eternal life. When we shall have a very special, wonderful Siyam that is sponsored by our two dear members over here. Did you forget?
No. I was gonna
All right, so Remendel is giving us the use of his lovely porch and refreshment, and Richie is going to supply the other things. Maybe some mashka, maybe some Richie's pizza, and maybe some gravlaks, depending on how Mika's feeling, and some homemade gravlaks. Good pregnant laks. And maybe some bagels, you know, the works. Yeah. Okay, we'll have a good time. We'll have a good time.
Was Rabbah a Kohen?
Onso usveiko omar Rabbah lotema sofik chazah sofik lo chazah, because minat sofik we're not machzikin an isura ever, even where there is a cheskas isur. If an event never occurred, we don't assume that an event occurred. Elavadai chazah. The question of is whether it was sofik machmat shichvat zera, sofik machmat riya. Then we say kiman sheniskak letumah sveiko tamei. Shikvat zarot tmeya. What is that supposed to mean, tmeya? I should hope so. I mean, lamai. Ilema lamaga. Why wouldn't it be? Migora mi shikvat zera de tahor. Ela, what it's got to mean is that zaro shozav is betame bimasa. But who holds that? Man shamitla, do you amba shikvat zera shozav betame bimasa? I mean, certainly can't be any of the following tanaim. Ilay mahay tana de tanya. Rebbe Yezer omer shikvat zara shosav enu metame b'masa. Rebbe Yeshua omer metame b'masa. Because, he says, and only because, lo fishi yev shala v'lo tzichtuch heziva. I mean, so obviously he doesn't really hold that shikvat zara is metame. Even Rebbe Yeshua, v'lo Rebbe Yeshua no amen v'shu tzichtuch heziva. Ava be'enei lo, if we knew there was no tzichtuch heziva, it'd be no problem. Ella Omer Avada Barava. It means something else in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means to say she'in tolin ba like the other things that were told of the zivas. Savor of Papa Kamei Rava LeMeimar. Why ain't tolin ba? Adi Chushu Dechazi. Omer Le Rava. Look, if it's purely a physical phenomena, then how would you explain the fact that it says in the Mishnah that Tanan Gershnit Gayer Metamei Miad Beziva, even though he was ejaculate before, just 5 minutes ago, before his gerus? And over there, I mean, Amalei Enlecha Choli Gadol Mizeh. Ella, that's definitely a different reason. It must be Gzerat HaKatuv. As far as your answer, let's go back to what it means, Lechatchila. Masa. Tanoihi. The Tanishik Vazara Shazav Metabim Masa. Call me 8 to 8. Rabbi Yossi Omer only Yomo. B'maika. Let's give it a Shmuel. The Shmuel Rami. On the one hand, Ksiv Kiebacha Isha Shirlo Yetahor Mikra Laila. Uchtiv, on the other hand, Lifnot Erev Yerchatz B'mai. Siman Diyama Miet Lehet Dayek Mi Lifnot Erev. V'idach Dayek Mikra Laila. And what about Ban Diyama Lifnot Erev Achtiv Mikra Laila? Omalei, that's because Urche de Keri Lamatya B'Lailia. Nazira Yashim Shon, at least Kedivir Rabbeinu Roy. Shinemar Umora Lo Yale Rosho. Shmuel, I'm sorry. Nemar b'Shimshon Mora, v'Nemar b'Shmuel Mora, Ma Mora, Mora b'Shimshon Nazir, Av Mora, Mora b'Shmuel Nazir. Omer Rabbi Yossi, V'Aloi Mora, I mean the simple meaning is Mora b'Sav Adam. Omer Le Rabbi Noi, they can't mean that, because Alo Kvar Nemar, V'Yom Shmuel Echelech v'Shamashol V'Argeni, so obviously Kvar Hayala Mora b'Sav Adam, and therefore must be referring to a razor. Holding on Daf Samech Vov. And that seems to be the final daf of this Masechta. Can you imagine? It's been a very long haul, which was one of the svaras for why it is that he would refuse to eat from the, he figured by the time he's by Shimon HaTzadik, by the time the guy's at the end of his Naziris, he's, what did I ever get into this?
It's like so a double Naziris, it was 60 days.
That's right, well, plus the days it took to get Torah in between.
Right.
Yeah, so it was Mitame Biyom Malos apparently. Took 7 days, restarted as Naziris. So here we are on the last day of the Naziris. Wait, we forgot that our days is really starts.
I'm not sure, yeah. 66.
All right, yeah. Okay, but in any event, so here we are holding at the very top of the daf, I think, right? Yeah, there we go, look at that. So the Mishnah yesterday said some words that weren't very clear at all. He's talking about yet another example of Raglayim Ladavar. So the case that the Mishnah, it appears to begin with because of the way the printer split up the Mishnah, but in any event, the middle case of this Mishnah over here, of Meshivat Rochim Botkinet Azav, so it ends with Onso Vesveiko Veshichvat Zaro Tmeim Shraglayim Ladavar. Now, the Onso, that's a halacha in, we know, the Rieshli Shita Vazav we saw yesterday is Metame Afilu Ba'onis. So we learn out that the third Ria is considered to be Lazachar V'Lamikeva. But what is exactly Sveiko V'Shechvat Zaro? Is that two different things? Is it the suffix of whether it is Shechvat Zaro? So let's see, says the Gemara. Omar Rava. Lo Tema, look, when it says Sveiko, you have to understand, Sveiko doesn't mean that we're not even sure that this guy saw a Ria at all. So Sofek Chaza, Sofek Lo Chaza, we're going to be machmor on him to say that he had a Ria of Zivas. Remember that a Ria of Zivas comes without any awareness of the Zivas. There's no physical sensation of Zivas. So basically a Zov would keep a pad on in order to check to see whether there was any Ria. So you're certainly not going to say that if you don't, let's say you lost the pad or whatever. So we're going to say that would be Tadasofik. He was Tomei. I mean, I would create a Ria because of a Sofek. That's for sure not. We're not machzikin and reyusa based on a suffix. You have to start with something that is misupak. So therefore, it must be like this. That vadai chaza, that definitely is a re'iyah here. The suffix is suffix machmat shechvat zera, suffix machmat re'iyah. And there we're saying, kimachiniskak letum'ah, sveikotame. So here there's no question that there was a Re'iyah. The question is whether perhaps this Re'iyah came, we'll see later on, the halacha, that ejaculation patters tumas zivas. We'll see in a moment. So here the question is, what was actually the source of the Re'iyah? That we're going to say is Sveiko Tame, just like any other case of ones. Now, the next case is a separate halacha, says the Gemara is assuming. So, Shechva Zaro to me is not suffix Shechva Zaro, even though we use that with those words, but it's a different thing. So, what's it saying, Shechva Zaro to me? So, what, there's a chiddush that the Shechva Zara of a Zov is Tomei? What's it supposed to mean? Lamai. mean, ilay malamaga, what are we saying? That someone touches the semen of a zov, so he's going to become tamei. Obviously, migara mishikva zera to tahar. I mean, that's true of any normal person, shikva zera. Ela, what it's got to be saying is a bigger chiddush, that zaro shel zav metamei b'masa. That not only is a zov tamei, as anybody else would be, where the shikva zera has a din of tumat maga, but over here, the shikva zera of a zav has the same din as the zivas of a zav vis-a-vis the halacha of tumat masa. Man shamat lahad ama shikva zera shel zav metamei b'masa. Who exactly would be the author, then, of this statement in the Mishnah? I mean, Ilei Mahaitana, the Tani Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Shichvat Zaro Shalzav, Enu Metami B'masa. Rebbe Yoshua Omer, Metami B'masa. So here we have a machlokes. According to Rebbe Eliezer, there's no difference between a Zav Simit or anybody else's. According to Rebbe Yoshua, there is. And the Shichvat Zaro Shalzav is Metami B'masa. But he gives a reason. He says, Lefi, She'ef Sharla, below Tichtuch Eziva. Why is the Shekhva Zera of Azov Metame? Not because there's a new halacha that it's considered to be the equivalent of the Mayonis Azov, but rather because it's not reasonable to say that he had this ejaculate with any mixture of the Ziva's fluids. They're probably mixed. And therefore, forget about the Shekhva Zera. It's tummy anyway because of the drops of zivas, which the smallest shear is metami, so it'd be metami anyway, b'masa. But that can't be the sense in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah doesn't say that it has to be because of tzichtuch eziva. No, the Mishnah says afilu be'enei. I mean, this could be talking about really a long time after the guy last saw zivas. He didn't become tahar. A year ago he was a zav. He still has a din of a zav. If he wasn't mitaher, so you're going to tell me that every time he ejaculates, it has zivas, and it's ridiculous. The Mishnah is saying that there's a tumah of the shekhva zera, period. Not because it's close to the time in which it was a zava. So it doesn't work out according to anybody. It doesn't work out according to Rebbe Lebechlal. There's nothing to discuss. Because Rebbe Eliezer holds, in any case, there's no tumas masa. But according to Rebbe Yoshua, it doesn't work out either because the Mishnah is not saying halacha and shekhva zera. It's not saying because of tzichtuch eziva, because here he's saying be'enei lo, that all on its own, where we know for a fact that there's no tzichtuch eziva, then everybody is made that it's not metame. So who's the author of the Mishnah? Ela amar Rav Ada bar Ava, you missed the point. The Mishnah is not coming to tell me that the shekhva zera is considered to be tame. It's saying even where there was shekhva zera, meaning even where there was ejaculation, that's what's important to us, she'ein tolimba, that we do not rely on that to be tailored. In other words, normally we would have said, even though it says over here, b'shiva drachim, there's really an eighth derech. What is the eighth derech? The eighth derech is to find out if there was recently ejaculation. If there was, then we assume that that would be also a cause of zivas. Why is this not listed in the Mishnah? That already is a machlokas rishonim. When the Mishnah says dafka b'shiva drachim, now you're telling me b'shmona drachim. So either because the Miri learns, it's because it already said any type of sexual stimulation. Talked about hirur. Talked about Mara, right? So, I mean, obviously there was no way to ejaculate with some level of sexual stimulation. So you're telling me that that's included in Mara and your very reasonable approach. We'll see later on that there's a tzad that it's because it's included in Choli. If the person was weakened, he was sick, so then over here also his body would have been weakened, and maybe that would be, that's how the Rosh runs, it's included under Choli based on the Gemara later on. But we'll see. But in any event, even though the Mishnah leaves it out, that is considered to be one of the Bedikas Azov, in which case, by the way, just for practical information, a doctor told me that that's also true of PSA levels.
What?
That normally people take tests for prostate cancer and so on. I think PSA level test. Ejaculation completely changes PSA levels. So if you want to take a test, then it has to not be within the range of, I think, 24 hours. What is it? Which is very interesting. Nobody knows that. They never tell you such a thing. So people take a baseline thinking that they have a baseline reading on PSA, which not necessarily they have. But it's Mamish Appella that you can find even a remiss to such such an arcane fact in the halacha. Mamash amazing. So Rabbi Kazivas has to do with some type of prostate irritation, at least, or so on. It's a leakage of prostate fluid. It's a chempela. Okay. So in any event, comes now the Gemara to say that this is the meaning of the Mishnah. So it's talking about Sveiko, because Ones, any would be Metamed. Therefore, what the Mishnah is adding, V'shichvat Zoros, had nothing to do with semen. It has to do with ejaculation. So if Lamaisa, this Zav, normally, if we're talking about Riya Shmiya of a Zav, we would have been Bodek to find out if he had recently ejaculated. And then we wouldn't be Matami Azivas. But in this case, we will, because we're talking about already, once he had the Cheskas Tuma. That's the Chiddush. Because we say then we count anyway. Then we count the ones. That's what it means. Ones, sveiko, or machma shichvat zaro, which hadn't been mentioned previously in the Mishnah. So lomar she'in tolinba. Sover of Papa Kamei Rava. So Rav Papa thought the svara is that normally we would be tela in ejaculation is because the idea over here is that anything that basically would release through chusha, so in other words, you have something like a post-coital chusha. So a chusha releases now possibly prostate fluid. And that would now cause zivas, and because of that, it wouldn't become tummy. Omer le Rava, I got a question for you then. That doesn't make any sense at all. Because the halacha is like this, in the Mishnah it says, but it's not. Gerishinit gayer, mitami miyad beziva. If a ger was mitgayer and he had ejaculated as a goy, and now he's a Jew. 5 minutes later, he's a Jew. And he's raya zivais. He is mitami, and he cannot take into consideration any siba to be Matir is Riyo Zivas, that it should be Matir is Riyo Zivas. Now, if you're telling me that this is a physical reality, that the body is weakened, and therefore he may have released Zivas, this makes no sense at all. What's the difference? And it's even worse than that. Because there ain't anything that makes a guy sicker than becoming a ger. No, seriously, this is what they're showing him saying. Here he was, happy, healthy, relaxed about life, and all of a sudden he's miserable with all of these mitzvahs on his head, feeling horrific. I mean, what could be more sick than that? And you're telling me that nonetheless, it's amazing, nonetheless, if he's Roya Zivas, we don't say that his body has been weakened. I mean, I Koshikane in this case, his body was weakened. So therefore, that cannot be the raya. There can't be the svara, because if it's a simple physical analysis, what's the nafkamina, whether it was a ger, whether it was a Jew? I mean, the bottom line, his body was weakened, and because of that, he should be tar. Okay, whatever. In any event, so it can't be, therefore, your svara because of chosha. It's got to be some other svara. What is that? Elatanoi. Actually, what we said before, you asked me who the Tana is. Well, you ended up bringing me Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. You said neither Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua holds of these svaras. I say, let's go back. Let's go back. The svaras that you've been saying, that those aren't the svara. The reason of Kerry making Ziva's Tohar is Gzerata Katuv. It's not any din in Chulsha. And actually, we darshan it as Tosfos springs from the Sifri. It says, Vayalif not Erev, Yirchatz Bamayim. So that Yirchatz Bamayim comes to tell me that even though he was a Baal Keri, it doesn't matter. If it's Betoch Me'et Leit, we'll see this Drasha later, other elements of this Drasha. That the Torah is Gezer, that carry it takes away the din of zivas. As far as the question of the being tailored in the ger, as the Rambam says in the Mishnah and Zavim, that the events that take place during the period of gerut have no halachic relevance, because gershin olad kekat the gershin itgayer kekatan shen olad dami, and therefore we say, what do you mean? But didn't he ejaculate? That's a different person. It has nothing to do with what his status was halachically. Therefore, it doesn't enter into the realm of our considerations, halachic considerations. Since the makor of the din is gzirat ha-katuv zan is svara, so because of that, we don't have to take it into consideration. It was mitami miyad.
So in other words, the issue cannot be that it's simply a question of choli. There's got to be gzirat ha-katuv that allows us to define things as not applying to the ger. But if that's the case, then the reason that we offered, which is that we wouldn't consider this to be ones, if it's on the third re'iyah, as an explanation of what the Mishnah is trying to say, no longer makes any sense. Because if what we're dealing with is exeris hakosif, that there's indeed no din of tumas zav in subsequent to re'iyah's carry, so then how can the Mishnah be saying that we'll be mitami if it's a third re'iyah because of a chazokah? Chazokah is meaningless if the pasuk says this is simply not a zivus that's mitami. Because of this, we now have to change our mind and go back to the way that we originally had it, which was, as Rav Ada Barava said, that we're talking about over here, the Shechivat Zaro means that Shechivat Zaro is Metami B'masa. We said we haven't been able to locate a Tana who holds that, because the only thing that we saw was that Shechivat Zaro is Tami only because of Tzituche Ziva. That the Gemara says, no, there is. Actually, there is a Tana like that.
Let's go back. Learn the Pshat Kipshute. Pshat Kipshute is that the last words of the Mishnah are telling me a new Chiddush in the Shechivat Zera of Ezov. And as we pointed out, that Chiddush doesn't make sense since any Shechivat Zera is Matame B'maga must be the Mishnah's adding to Mat Masa. You said, but it's Mashman a Mishnah. Tumat Masa, irregardless of whether there's Tzichtzuch Eziva, which was Rabbi Yeshua's Svara, and certainly Keneged Rabbi Eliezer. Indeed, there is such a machlok at the Tanya Shechvat Zera Shalzav, Mitame B'Masa, Kol Mi'etle, 8, and Rabbi Yossi Omer Yomo. So, yeah, the machloket is only how within the range of Zivas do we learn from the Pasuk the halacha of Shechivat Zera being metame b'masa. The Tanya, the Tanya Kama says, komi eight la'eit. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yomo. No, it's only sometime within the period of the same day. But Micah Miflage, the machlokis that they're having is clear machlokis how to understand the contradiction of the psukim that Shmuel brings up. The Shmuel Rami. Shmuel pointed out what appears to be a contradiction in the pasuk. So on the one hand it says, Ki yebecha ish asher lo yeh tahor mikre laila. So mikre laila means you need to be somewhere within this period of what we call a day. And it's making it dependent on laila. Uchtiv, on the other hand, it says, lifnot erev yirchatz b'mayim, which is mashba 24 hours. And why it's mashba 24 hours, there's a lot of discussion on. Some learn that the word lifnot already means erev. Because we have the kipanayom. Kipanayom is another way of saying Erev. So you're saying a lifnot Erev, so it's as if you're saying an Erev subsequent to, in other words, the end of another period, which is not sunset, but rather the 24 hours. What else could it mean? So in other words, after the time limit would mean the... Yeah, there's other approaches, not tremendously satisfying. But in any event, I mean, Shmuel is saying, look, on the one hand, we're stressing Laila. On the other hand, we're saying lifnot erev. I mean, what's not given if it's Laila? Do we really care when this guy became a Balkari? Who cares? Laila, yom. The point is you're saying lifnot erev. So therefore, there seems to be two different points here. Which one is it? So one mandi omar here holds mandi omar mi eight li eight diek mi lifnot erev. So if he says that Shechivat Zera is metame mi eight li eight, he says that's because I'm a diek lifnot erev. The Enoch, the Ek, Mikre, Laila, Mashenka, the other man, the Omer says, no, it's only within the period that we call a day. Doesn't matter how close to the evening, the following evening it was. So he's Medayek from Lifnot Erev, they're from Mikre, Laila. Ask the Gemara, Uman, the Omer, Lifnot Erev, what does he do with the fact that it says Mikre, Laila? Only work at the carry Lamatia Balaila. That's just Dibur HaKatuv Behoveh. You want to talk nicely about ejaculate, you talk about it. Mikra Laila, because that's so common when you have to get into the gory details. So Mamela talks about it, but it doesn't really mean anything. Why doesn't the Gemara analyze the other sad? And what does the Man Yomer holds Mikra Laila? What did you do with Lifnat Erev? That the Gemara sort of leaves hanging. So the Rishonim explained that there is another diet from that pasuk, which I mentioned earlier, which is the other way around. Not only that Shechva Zerav is of his Metame more, meaning B'masa, but also that the Tumas Zivas is dependent on Riaskeret. That's also Remez here. So one learns from there that if subsequent to Riav Shechva Zerav he has a Riav Zivas, it's not Metame. So both directions would be true. So one from Mikra Laila and one from the Lifnat Erev. So the bottom line is, in terms of the halacha of Tumat Masa, we have a number of different shitot. So when it comes, as we've seen, the original machlokas was whether there is a din of tzichtuchei ziva that we have to assume in the Shechva Zera Avazav. That we had was our original machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and between the sheet of Rebbe Yeshua. Then we had a further machlokas between Rebbe Yossi here and the Tanakhama in the second Braita, in which there's definitely a din of Tumat Masa, and there's only a question as to how long after Re'iyav Zivot that Tumat Masa extends. By the way, that does sound suspiciously like it may have something to do with Tzichtzuach Ziva in it, and indeed the Me'iri does not have the Machloket the way we had it, as we just said, but rather the Machloket Gufa between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama is to some extent a continuation of the previous machlokas. In other words, is Shechva Zera metami because of Tzichtzuchei Ziva, as Rabbi Yeshua holds, or is metami in and of itself? So when the Tanakhama says Shechva Zera shezav metami b'masa, he does not have the additional words kol me'et le'et. So is it according to the Tanakhama, Shechva Zera shezav is metami as long as he is also tamei machma ziva? It's like Zera Sakosva, it has nothing to do with how long after the previous zivot he saw it. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's only metami Boto Ayom, because he holds that it's only because of Tzichtzuchei Ziva, so the male has to be near the time of the Riyas HaZov. Now, obviously, he has other Girsaot in this Sugya than we have, because none of that makes sense. Now, there also is, as Tosis points out, there also is a Mishnah in Masechet Kelim that Sheikh Vazer HaZov is Vatami B'masa, and indeed, Tosis is worried about the question of why in the world didn't we mention this? What are we running around looking and asking? How come we didn't simply say that? So apparently there is a Tana, the Das Vatana, that he holds the Shechva Zera Shezav is Vatame as long as the Zav is Tame. That's what the sheet is over there, whereas in our Mishnah, it's Mashma not like that, because it's saying Yesh Raglayim Ladover. What does it mean, Raglayim Ladover? Raglayim Ladover means that it's reasonable to say that this carry is related to the Riyazov, because otherwise it has absolutely nothing to do with Bnei Shraglayim Ladover. Therefore, that would not suffice in our sukkah. And so we need to find another Tana. But that means that there is indeed another Shita. There's a Shita at its Matame at all times, as long as he's Tame, to Mas Zov.
Zukta Heidike lets the Mishnah in Ferdi.
Von Mesechta.
Von the Mesechta.
The ganze Mesechta. I mean, come on, don't take out any of the drama. Wouldn't it be dramatic? Let's go all the way. Nazir Hayashmuel, Kedivir Reb Noroi. Now, the way Reb Noroi sees it, Shmuel was a Nazi. In which case, if somebody says, Hareini Kishmuel, we said earlier, Hareini Kishmuel or Ramatim, and then you have a din of Nazirut. And where do we see this? Shinamar.
In the Tefillah of Chanah, Chanah prays for him, Umoral v'yale arosho. Now that seems to be saying that he shall be a person that a razor will never touch his head. And we know that the word Morah is used in the sense of a razor in Nezirut terms. Shenemar v'shimshon, it says the same thing v'shimshon, the idea Morah v'yale arosho, so it says Morah there, v'never v'shmuel Umorah.
So apparently the language of morah is ta'ar. So ne'amar b'shimshon morah, v'ne'amar b'shmuel morah. Ma morah ha'amura b'shimshon refers to Nazirut, af morah ha'amura b'shmuel refers to Nazirut. On Rav Yossi, what is the lashon? You know, it is a strange way to refer to a razor blade as mora. I mean, what does a mora have to do with a razor? So there's a beautiful medrash. The medrash says, man with them hair sees that razor coming, they is scared! So we call it a mora. But I mean, what that means, it's a metaphorical use of something, oh man, that's the end of that hair, so we call it a mora. But that means that the perfect, the simple meaning of mora is fear. So when Chana says a mora, lo yale rosho, the pasuk of the pasuk is that she is saying that he will be a fearless man, with his trust in the Lord. What are you making a gzeirah shavah to Shimshon? She doesn't say anything about Nazirut. So what do you mean, Rabbi Norai? Says Rabbi Norai, listen, Chana's tefillah, I mean, it was recorded because it was met, the expectations were met, and the fact is that she tells Eli Alanara Zayt Palalti. So obviously it was the same child. Everything that she had wanted, she got. So if that's the Gemara. My Rebbe always said, "Alanara Zayt Palalti," I mean, she got what she wanted. One of the things that she wanted was a kid that wasn't too bright. So we had the Gemara Darshans. I don't want a chacham yoter midai. I don't want it. Let him be just a regular kid. A normal kid is all I want. So we darshan alanara zayt palalti. That was the one that she wanted. That's what she got. So, apparently there is no greater madrega that you can attain than balance. Is it brilliant? Okay, but over here, so she got. So that would mean if moralo yala rosho, he should be fearless. Shmuel was a scaredy cat, says Rabbi Noroi. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go into Moshech David, he says Rabbi Noroi, Halo Kfar Nema, doesn't it say that Shmuel was afraid? Vayomer Shmuel, Echelech, V'shamah Shaul V'hargeni. So he tells God, what kind of mitzvah is that? I'm supposed to go and get my head cut off. Where is the fearlessness, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give him a whole excuse, how he's going to get there, a cover, and so on. If the guy was really fearless, he wouldn't worry about it. So you see that he was afraid. So you see from there, Shekvar Yalav Morasho Basar Vadam. Therefore, it's got to refer to a razor blade, not fear. Such a beautiful discussion. Omale Rav Lechia Berei, Chatofu Barech. Grab your chance to get that, bro. You see the curse of Birkat HaMazon. Be the one to be Mavarech. Just act quick before somebody else gets it. Now, what in the world does this have to do with our sugya? The only thing that's going to turn out after our sugya on the surface is that Rabbi Noroi gets involved. But for that, we're going to have to wait till Thursday for the exciting end of this Masechta, on number 10, Eternal Life. I'm in the Kaya Olam stream, and that's your way to remember. 10 Luchos gives you eternal life. When we shall have a very special, wonderful Siyam that is sponsored by our two dear members over here. Did you forget?
No, I was going
to... All right, so Remendel is giving us the use of his lovely porch and refreshment, and Richie is going to supply the other things. Maybe some mashka, maybe some Richie's pizza, and maybe some gravlaks, depending on how Mika's feeling, and some homemade gravlaks. Good pregnant laks. And maybe some bagels, you know, the works. Yeah. Okay, we'll have a good time. We'll have a good time.
Was Rabbah a Kohen?
Unso usveiko omar Rabbah lotema sofik chazah sofik lo chazah, because minat sofik we're not machzikin an isura ever, even where there is a cheskas isur. If an event never occurred, we don't assume that an event occurred. Elavadai chazah. The question of is whether it was sofik machmat shichvat zera, sofik machmat riyah. Then we say kiman shenizkak l'tumas veiko tamei. Shechvat zarot tmeya. What is that supposed to mean, tmeya? I should hope so. I mean, lamai. Ilema lamaga. Why wouldn't it be? Migora mishechvat zera de tahor. Ela, what it's got to mean is that zaro shozav is betame bimasa. But who holds that? Man shamitla, the yomar shechvat zera shozav betame bimasa. I mean, certainly can't be any of the following tanaim. Ilay mahay tana de tanya. Rebbe Yezer omer shechvat zaro shozav einu metame bimasa. Rebbe Yeshua omer metame bimasa. Because, he says, and only because, lefishi yev shala v'lo tzichtuch eziva. I mean, so obviously he doesn't really hold that shechvat zaro is metame. Even Rebbe Yeshua, v'lo Rebbe Yeshua no amanu b'shem tzichtuch eziva. Ava be'enei lo, if we knew there was no tzichtuch eziva, it'd be no problem. Ella Amr Avada Barava, that means something else in the Mishnah. The Mishnah means to say She'in Tolin Ba like the other things that were told of the Zivas. Savar of Papa Kamina Ravala Meimar, why ain't Tolin Ba? Adihushu the Chazi. Omale Ravala, look, if it's purely a physical phenomena, then how would you explain the fact that it says in the Mishnah that Tanan Gershnit Gayer Metamemi Yad Beziva, even though he was ejaculate before, just 5 minutes ago, before his Gerus? And over there, I mean, Amale in the Chacholi Godol Mizet. Ella, that's definitely a different reason. It must be Gzerat HaKatuv. As far as your answer, let's go back to what it means, the Chachila. Masa. Tanoihi, the Tanishik Vazaro Shazav Metame Bumasa, call me 8 to 8, Rabbi Yossi Omer, only Yomo, Bamaka Mitzge Bidishmuel, the Shmuel Rami. On the one hand, Ksiv Kiebacha Isha Shirlo Yetahor Mikra Laila. Uchtiv, on the other hand, Lifnot Erev, Yurchatz Bamai. Suman, the Omer Mietli 8, Dayek me Lifnot Erev. V'idach Dayek Mikra Laila. And what about Band Yomer Lifnot Erev, Achtiv Mikra Laila? Amalei, that's because Urche de Keri Lamatya Balailia. Nazira Yashim Shon, at least Kedivir Revi Noroi. Shinemar Umora, Loyale Rosho. Shmuel, I'm sorry. Nemar Bishimshon Mora, Nemar Bishmuel Mora, Ma Mora, Mora Bishimshon Nazir, Av Mora, Mora Bishmuel Nazir. Omar Rabbi Yossi. I mean, the simple meaning is morav basavadam. Omele Rebbe, they can't mean that, because alo kvar nemar, vayom eshmol echelech v'shamashol v'argeni, so obviously kvar hayala morash basavadam, and therefore must be referring to a razor.